And this is Public Affairs. Good morning. We've got Pastor Phil Sloat with us here today. Phil, you wear a lot of hats in town, but today we're talking about the Salvation Army bell ringing activities that are going to be going on.
This is my second year for being the coordinator for the Red Kettle campaign.
Okay.
Last year was a sharp learning curve, so hopefully I will be a little smoother this year, but we're getting ready to do the bell ringing starting Friday, November 21st. That's when the big kettles will be going out. We'll be also placing counter kettles all over the county.
Okay.
So there'll be two different basic ways for people to contribute.
Right. So. Okay. So where exactly are these all going to be going?
Well, our big kettles that we have that are going to be where people are going to be stationed to ring bells, our main locations for those are the grocery cart here in Broken Bow and Tractor Supply here in Broken Bow.
Okay.
And we will need volunteers for that important work.
Yeah.
So we're recruiting volunteers now, and we hope people will go to our Facebook page. I know you can get that link on Sand Hills Express.
We'll make sure that that's on Sand Hills.
Yeah, but it's the Salvation Army, Custer County, Nebraska Facebook page. And there's a link to a Google Docs there that you can sign up to be a volunteer for bell ringing.
And, you know, that's one of the things about this area that I've found is there are so many people who are willing to volunteer their time for things. And I'm sure this is no different. It's, you know, you got to make sure that everybody knows it's happening. But once they do, I'm sure a lot of folks sign up for it.
Yeah, and we've had really good support over the years. We've had 4-H clubs, church groups, families, and, of course, individuals. So it's a variety, but it can be a real fun activity for a family to do or for a Sunday school class or something like that.
You got to bundle up a little bit. You'll probably be a little chilly standing out there sometimes.
Well, if the weather goes on like this, I mean, it's amazing today.
That's crazy. Okay.
But yes, bundling up can be helpful. Some locations will allow us to stand indoors to ring the bells. Generally, that's what happens at Tractor Supply. We're able to
right there in that annex,
inside, so it's not as cold. But over at Grocery Cart, we have to be out in front.
Phil, where do the funds go from the bell ringing? What do you support with this?
The bells, the money that comes in through the kettles is 90% of it that stays right here in Custer County.
Wow.
And so 10% goes to the Salvation Army infrastructure, the people in Omaha that are kind of in charge.
Right.
And, you know, and that also, that 10% helps to pay for new equipment and things like that, because these kettles are surprisingly expensive.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they're made to be very secure. And that
makes sense.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the really good news is that 90% that stays here goes to support a variety of projects that the Salvation Army does, which benefit the people of Custer County, all across the county. This is a countywide organization, and we support the schools in Ansley, Anselmo Myrna, Callaway, Sargent, and Arnold. So in all of those areas, we're supporting food pantries, swimming lessons at swimming pools, backpack programs that provide food to families that need a little help, feeding the kids over the weekends, book fairs, projects that are kind of focused in Broken Bow but help the whole county, like Santa Cop, and supporting and providing assistance to the Children's Christmas Fund, and then emergency assistance, all kinds of things that the Salvation Army does. We distribute over $40,000 a year across the county, and a quarter of that comes in from the Red Kettles. We really depend on the Red Kettles to be an additional amount of support in addition to the endowment that we have that really provides us with the ability to make all of this happen.
So probably almost the major fundraiser for the year, and it goes through so many really great programs across the county.
Absolutely. Yeah. And at a time like this when there's a lot of uncertainty and you know, the direction our country is going, we're kind of up in the air a little bit. We need to have that generosity and that. And the folks of Custer County have been very stalwart through the years. They have been very generous in many ways, including Salvation Army. So we're expecting good things again for this campaign.
Yeah. Well, like you say, you know, when there's uncertainty, it's so important for communities and for people to come together and to support each other, right? Just to help everyone get by and get through what's happening out in the world today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year we had our first Big Red Kettles that we had bell ringing outside of Broken Bow.
We had a
kettle set up at the Corner Market in Sargent.
Okay.
And then we also had one at the grocery store in Arnold.
Okay. Are you doing that again this year?
We are hoping to. I'm still working on some of those details, but I anticipate that will happen. And those both people from Arnold and Sargent were very generous.
So not just Broken Bow. Yeah.
It's a countywide program, a countywide effort.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
We are trying to coordinate with folks in Sargent and Arnold to have their own sign-up sheets.
Okay.
So we're gonna work with the churches in those communities and
let them kind of manage the volunteerism, the sign-up, and work within the community there locally.
Well said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, but we will have counter kettles in other places like Ansley, Myrna.
Okay.
Up at the market in Millen in Anselmo, we have a counter kettle at Eggleston Oil down in Oconto, and
these are
several in Callaway.
Just the little red cans that sit right there at the checkout then.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
And another feature that's new, we started it last year, we'll do it again this year, is a QR code that allows people to give with their phones. So a lot of people don't carry cash anymore.
Right.
So this way, everybody can contribute. If you've got a smartphone, you can do it.
Well, that's where we're going, right? If you don't have a penny to drop in the kettle, then you can just click it with your phone and give that way. That worked really well.
Yeah, we're excited to have that option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Okay. Well, is there anything else? I think I'm all out of questions.
I believe you've asked all the good questions.
Great.
And I will continue to be in touch with you folks here at KCNI and KBBN and keep you updated on new developments. Hopefully we'll have some nice, exciting new details to unveil over the next few weeks.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Pastor Phil, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great week.
I will. Thank you.
All right.